Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Katie Couric's new daytime talk show, Katie, will debut on September 10th, and her first guest will be Jessica Simpson, who will be showing off her post-baby body. Sheryl Crow will be the guest on the premiere as well. America's Got Talent took the top two of the three spots in last week's ratings. Tuesday's episode was the most watched show of the week, just under 10 million viewers. NBC's Sunday Night Football coverage of the Panthers-Jets preseason game came in second with 9.8 million. And Wednesday's episode of America's Got Talent got 8.6 million viewers. The rest of the week was mostly dominated by Big Brother and a bunch of reruns on CBS. There's a rumor going around that Chris Brown and Rihanna were planning some kind of major reunion at the MTV Video Music Awards next Thursday, but it isn't happening. Chris's rep tells Gossip.com, quote, he will not be at the VMAs in any capacity. For what it's worth, ParisHilton.com claims that Chris is, or at least was, scheduled to attend the ceremony. The site also quoted some so-called friends of Rihanna and Chris who seem to think that they'd be down for a reunion. By the way, Rihanna will be at the VMA. She'll perform as well as One Direction, Taylor Swift, Pink, Green Day, and Frank Ocean. Demi Lovato will perform during the pre-show. Rob Kardashian says that he and Rihanna are just friends, just so you know.
Okay.
And RadarOnline.com says that Wiz Khalifa's girlfriend, Amber Rose, is pregnant. Oh, and by the way, the home intruder who was beaten up by LL Cool J has pleaded not guilty in his burglary charge.
Oh.
And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Well, my least favorite Muppet is the Swedish Chef.
He's my favorite.
You're not going to believe who hates him more than I do.
Okay.
That's after Hot Shell Ray. I like it like that. Hot 104.7. Good morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 9:36, up to 100 today. It's 74 right now. My least favorite Muppet is the Swedish Chef.
He's one of my favorites. I love him.
Every time I ever saw him, even as a kid, it made me want to punch myself in the head.
What?
It just annoyed me.
I love him.
Well,
he's funny.
Turns out there is a group of people who hates the Swedish Chef more than me.
Okay.
Who? You know who it is?
Who?
The Swedish.
Oh, they think they're making fun of him.
They
of
hate
this
the Swedish Chef. Why does it not surprise me that you love the Swedish Chef?
He's awesome. It makes me laugh every single time. I can watch on YouTube. I can watch the Swedish Chef over and over and over, and every time it's just as funny.
Maybe it's because I'm Swedish is why I hate him.
Maybe.
I'm about 75% Swedish and the rest is a mix of Norwegian and Dane.
That could be, maybe.
But
I think it's hilarious.
It turns out that native Swedes think he sounds more like he's Norwegian than Swedish and they can't get over it.
They're mad about the Norwegian and Swedish thing.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Well, they're pretty much the same country over there anyway, though. So.
I thought so, yeah. But...
it's really cold in the winter. Makes England look like a Hawaiian island. Anyway, when you were talking about Joan Rivers.
Mm-mm.
When you were talking about Rihanna,
yes.
In the Dirt, Joan Rivers was on Access Hollywood the other night and said she thinks Rihanna is an idiot.
Yeah.
Rihanna is an idiot. If he beat you up once, darling, he will beat you up again. If you go back to a man who beats you up, you ain't going to know what old is because you're not going to be around. Melissa was in an abusive relationship, and she got out, and Rihanna should learn.
Yeah. So, she doesn't care for Rihanna's, I guess, decision-making?
I guess not. Yeah. Well, apparently they're having a Twitter war or something like that,
yeah.
So...
There is a story out of India. I don't follow Indian news a whole lot, but this story is noteworthy.
Okay.
Because it has sort of a world history twist that everyone should know, and if they don't, it makes them a moron.
Alrighty.
Rajesh Shah is a businessman in Ahmedabad in Western India. He just opened an upscale clothing store that everybody is furious about. He named the store Hitler.
What?
And just in case there was any confusion of the origin of the name Hitler, there is the I,
yeah,
is a lowercase I dotted with a white disc and a red swastika in it.
Oh.
Rajesh says he doesn't understand why people are so upset. He just picked the name because Hitler was his grandfather's nickname because of his strict nature.
Oh, boy.
There's more. He said, frankly, until the time we applied for the trademark, I had only heard that Hitler was a strict man. It was only recently that we read about Hitler on the internet.
What? Did they not go to school?
I don't know.
Not have history class?
Now, I could believe he was just an idiot if there wasn't a swastika in the logo.
Dude.
Wow.
He obviously had to Google that information.
Even if you didn't pay, even if you paid no attention in history class like Mel did, you would have
really?
To know Hitler was a bad guy, right?
You, yeah. How do you not know that he's a
plus,
bad, yeah.
You can't tell me you paid a lot of attention in history class.
I got a B.
But did you pay attention in the class?
I got a B.
You were passing notes.
Oh, I was passing notes.
Only because you couldn't text. Because it didn't exist yet.
But I did get a B.
Okay. But yeah, how do you name a store Hitler? I really don't.
This guy is an idiot.
That is...
Oh, man.
And it's not like he would... He can't be like a neo-Nazi, right?
Do you think that
because
he's
neo-Nazis
even,
are white guys.
I think so, yeah.
They're racist white guys.
Yeah. Do you think he's even getting any business?
I don't know. There's a photo on this. I found this on the... where did I find it? It was on the metro.co.uk. There's a picture of the store. I'll post the picture if I can. I don't think I can post the picture, unfortunately.
No.
But... Yeah, if I can find it on Getty, I'll post the picture. But yeah, it says Hitler. It's Hitler with a little I and dotted with a swastika.
How does he not know that that is wrong?
I don't know. I don't get it. But he could have been one of our heroes of the day. He's not. Those are next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time he's a hero.
Working class.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Back in 1963, Richard Eggers was 19 years old, and he used a fake cardboard dime to try to wash a free load of laundry at a laundromat in Carlisle, Iowa. He was caught, arrested, and convicted of operating a coin-changing machine by false means. Now, Richard is 68 years old. He's been working as a customer service rep for Wells Fargo Home Mortgage in Des Moines, Iowa, for years. But last month, he was fired over that 10-cent crime
what?
He committed 49 years ago. Here's why. Back in May of last year, the federal government enacted new, stricter laws for bank employees. Yeah.
Okay.
The goal of the laws was to weed out executives who have been guilty of crimes like identity fraud or money laundering.
People who have stolen thousands and thousands of dollars from people.
Exactly. Yeah. But the law says that the banks can be penalized for any employees who have committed transactional crimes, so they're looking into the lower level workers and firing them too. Richard was earning less than $30,000 a year at his job. He's one of the thousands of workers who lost their jobs in the past years because of fines for employing convicted financial criminals are $1 million a day.
Oh, so
yeah.
Wells Fargo would get $1 million fine if they... Oh, well, now that makes total sense.
The FDIC will give waivers to employees who prove their past conviction.
You need a drink for this whole story. You've been stumbling through the whole thing.
I'm trying.
Did you read it?
Yes.
Okay.
There's lots of big words in this one.
You said it, not me.
Anyway, it won't stop them from working fairly for a bank, and that the process takes up to a year. Richard has his lawyer helping him with the process now.
Okay. Yeah. $1 million a day, that would make me fire an employee for a stupid reason.
Right. But still, it's just a dime.
I'm sure the FDIC won't treat him like somebody who worked at Enron.
Right.
Anyway.
Goodness. Though.
My hero of the day... is a girl who has terminal cancer. This is a little different than what we normally do, but it's a cute story. And
a
I
good hero of the day.
Yes, it's,
okay.
it's a true hero of the
okay.
day. Usually our heroes of the day, that's a sarcastic term.
Mm-hmm.
Last June, 15-year-old Alice Pine of Ulverston, England, decided to write a bucket list of the 17 things she wanted to do before she died and posted it on her blog, Alice's Bucket List. She's got terminal cancer. And you might have heard about her. If you're big on Twitter, you might have seen hashtag Alice Bucket List. It was a top trending term back in June. Okay. Justin Bieber and Johnny Depp were some of the celebrities that retweeted her list.
Cool.
At the top of the list, Alice wrote, quote, some are possible, some will remain a dream. Alice was wrong. Over the last 14 months, she has gone swimming with sharks, gotten 40,000 people to sign up for a bone marrow registry, gone to the prom, entered her pet Labrador in a dog show, and met the British boy band Take That.
Wow.
Earlier this month, Alice went whale watching in Canada, the last item to be crossed off her list.
That is so cool.
That is very cool.
I don't know about the swimming with sharks thing, but that, to each their own.
I thought that was the coolest part of the whole deal.
Stop it.
Anyway. It's hey, it was an excuse.
No.
You know, I hadn't even thought of playing it until you said, I don't know about swimming with sharks.
Well, it's because that would scare the crap out of me.
Anyway, time for us to get out of here. Ben is in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7. .com.